Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our side of the wall, patriotic and inspirational poetry from an unusual perspective from Lit Prime Solutions, is a collection of poems from Brian B. Hawthorne. It presents a poet's eye view of what for many are common and ordinary occurrences. Brian says he did not deliberately set out to become a jack of all trades. It just became a matter of necessity. After some college study, it was on to the military. Then he learned how to repair machines on a small scale. Then working in the home building trades, adding electric work, plumbing, and all kinds of construction. Brian did some occasional teaching as well. And then he took up writing poetry and science fiction stories. He writes for his own entertainment and that of his readers. Brian B. Hawthorne, author of Our Side of the Wall, patriotic and inspirational poetry from an unusual perspective, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to our conversation today. I called you a writer. I called you a poet. Do you refer to yourself as a writer or a poet or both?
It depends on whether I want to defend myself and what I do. Typically, if someone asks me what I do, I tell them I write. I'm a writer. If they ask my opinion about something, I tell them I'm a poet.
There we go. I like that. That's a good distinction between the two. Brian Hawthorne, our guest on the program, about to talk about his book, Our Side of the Wall, patriotic and inspirational poetry from an unusual perspective. What inspires you to write? I mentioned this, you do the poetry, you do the science fiction. What inspires you to write? And let's specifically talk about Our Side of the Wall. What was it that that spurred your interest in writing this book of poetry?
Well, I've been writing poetry for a number of years now. It's just something that basically comes over me. I have an impulse to try to record images and thoughts and concepts and different ways of looking at things, and poetry seems to serve that purpose fairly well. I remember one day I was down in Annapolis way, and it was early in the morning, and I happened to notice that the sun was just beginning to peek up, and at the same time, on the opposite side of the sky, there was a rainbow. But because the sun was so rosy and golden dawn, it was a golden rainbow. It was just a unique monocolor rainbow. And I couldn't get over how remarkable that was. And it was all depending on the timing. So I wrote a poem about that, Dawn Rainbow. And I continued with other things that I observed. And it gave me a chance to express myself in a way that I found rather satisfying. And I would just write the poem and put a date on it and then set it aside. And gradually through the years, the collection built, and I thought I'd better get these things out in a book so people can share them with me and have fun.
Well, and they will. The reviews have been excellent for the book, Our Side of the Wall. You find the book at litprime.com, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Brian's website is brianbhawthorne.com. All this on our website. Hawthorne, by the way, if you're Googling, is Howthorne, Brian B. Hawthorne. The book available wherever books are sold. This book, as I said, is receiving rave reviews. Talk about the reaction you're getting. What it's like after you write this, you put it out there for publication, and you're hoping it's good, I'm sure, but you're not quite sure what's going to happen, and you're getting really good reviews. What's it been like for you to publish this book?
The poetry book is something that took a short amount of time to actually compile, but it took a number of years for the collection to make itself appreciable. Now, one of the interesting things is the cover that I selected for the book. It's a picture that I took of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall As I mentioned, Annapolis, I'm also close enough to D.C. that I was able to go over there and discover. Well, I had done an internet search on things that were happening with my name. And I found out that I was being married in one small town in down south, and I was acting as pallbearer in another. And, you know, people with my name, basically, were doing all kinds of things. I am Legion. I'm all over the place. I'm doing all kinds of things. And I discovered in that search that my name, which is actually Bobby Jean Wells, it's kind of a popular name, especially down south. And it had been engraved on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. And I thought, wow, that is a very odd thing. I accept that, you know, other people are doing things. They're singing and they're entertaining people and they're, you know, as I said, acting in funerals and things like that. But I had not any inclination or any indication that my name would be on the wall. I mean, I haven't died. I served during the time of Vietnam, but I didn't have too many bullets shot at me, I don't think. Or if I did, someone else was unfortunate enough to catch the one with my name on it because my name is on the wall. But in writing the book, in writing my other books as well, novels, I chose the pen name Brian Hawthorne because at the time my children were younger and some of the things I wrote might get people excited and I didn't want them to track down my family and make things yes. awkward for us.
That's interesting.
So I used a pen name, but my real name, as recorded on my driver's license, is engraved on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. So I took a picture of that, and I used it as the cover photo for the book, Our Side of the Wall. And, of course, the first poem in the book is called Our Side of the Wall.
I want to have you in a few seconds here to make sure we've got time. Read several of the poems from the book, Our Side of the Wall. While you're getting that ready, let me just ask you a couple more questions about the book. And again, this collection of poetry available basically wherever books are sold, litprime.com, a good place, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was this experience like collecting all of these poems and then making the decision to publish these? What has this been like to people will read you, people who don't know you read the poems and be moved emotionally by your poetry?
Oh, I hope so. And it doesn't have to be a significant emotion. I like to go for a little twist at the end to show people
yes.
It's memorable because if you look at it this way, it's kind of different.
And that's why I think this is resonating so well. This is not just a typical book of poetry. It takes some twists and turns. It is a little bit different. It gets you thinking as you're reading the poetry. And Brad, I'd like you to read the first one of the title poem is Our Side of the Wall. Would you read that for us, please?
The souls of heroes are laid down like bricks in ordered rows to make a wall, an edifice, a structure that still grows. Upon this side, stern silence reigns, the code of fallen men. It takes a focused feeling to receive our thoughts again. The thing that every soldier here would say is short and sweet. Go live your life, but learn as well. Don't make this scene repeat. If there were one thing I would say, I'd say it with a shout. This wall's not here to keep us in. It's there to keep you out.
So well written, so well read. What emotions went into that for you?
Well, I was trying to identify with the poor, unfortunate soul who caught the bullet with my name on it.
Yes.
But I was also trying to set up the feeling, the emotion, the state of mind of the people that served, took up weapons and defended democracy and that sort of thing. They have to get into a kind of state of mind that they realize, you know, that the sacrifice's potential, it's very threatening. But they do it anyway, and that's what makes heroes.
And that poem is so well done. That is the, I will call it the lead poem. It's the title of Brian's book. The title of the book is Our Side of the Wall, Patriotic and Inspirational Poetry from an Unusual Perspective. And the title of that poem you just read is Our Side of the Wall. The next one up I'd like you to read, if you would, please, A Walk with God.
Yeah, I wanted to show a little variety, not just, patriotic, but
yes.
other thoughts that people dedicate themselves to. And our relationship with God is one of those that not all of us are comfortable sharing, but I wrote a short poem about how I feel about it, and I thought it might be fun to share that. A Walk with God. God and I were walking along the endless sands of the beaches of forever on my familiar span. I had a million questions. He had one answer. Yes. Whatever's not a small reward, it's just a simple test. I try to walk here every day. We watch the time and tide. The rhythm of days is lulling, just I and with him beside. I have no fear of fortune as we are walking here, for peace and joy encompass me, because my God is near.
How long did it take you to write that? What was the moment of inspiration, and how long did it take to compose that poem?
It doesn't take me long. I have another poem that describes the process about my being infused with a spirit or something like that, and it's I go into a fugue, and I don't know how long it takes, but it actually happens pretty quickly. I just get inspired and sit down and start writing, and sometimes I have to think about it. I wrote a poem about the demise of a cat that took me months to work up the courage to actually write it, but I don't think I put that poem in this book. But it was interesting. There are things that you feel that you want to express, but you know that nobody's going to be comfortable in how you express it. But
yeah,
this it doesn't take me long, and if I keep it short, trying to match up the attention span of my typical audience, then. Then it's not too difficult to. I have one poem that covers four pages. It's my epic poem about how what life was like before dirt came around.
Ah, now interesting.
Because, you know, I was accused of being older than dirt. So
that gave you an idea. I'm going to write a piece of poetry about that. With us on the program is Brian Hawthorne, Hawthorne. His website, brianbhawthorne.com. Brian B. Hawthorne is the title, is his name on the book. The book is Our Side of the Wall, Patriotic and Inspirational Poetry from an Unusual Perspective. A few minutes left in the program, but I would like you to read one more, if you would, please. And I think Ash Dream is one that we've talked about sharing with the audience.
Okay. Yes, this poem is from page 43 of that book, called Ash Dream. Sometimes in a fireplace, a limb will be consumed so slowly, so gently that it retains its form, just as it was in life, the shape of the veins, the mark of the bark. It shares those moments warm and filled with sunshine, having knitted structure out of the very air, such magic, that it weaves its dreams in daylight, making sugar chains too long for eating for any but termites or beavers by their stream. Those streams of tears that fall upon the hills. Let me read that again. Those streams of tears that fall upon the hills after traveling on the size of tropic wistfulness. to dash out all their hopes in northern climes, for trees to sip and gossip with a stately cheerfulness. And so this ashen ghost of form, observed by dreamers, resembles what we think we may become one day, when all our cheerful sunniness, our hopes and dreams have spun and scattered forth like autumn leaves at play. Perhaps one day I will be sitting in a park with wistful smiles recalled upon my face, having become an ashen image of myself that scatters to the winds without a trace.
So well done. Just one example, actually three, that Brian was able to read in the program today from his critically acclaimed Our Side of the Wall, Patriotic and Inspirational Poetry from an Unusual Perspective. A couple minutes left in the program. I talk about this desire you have to write science fiction as well, and you've done that successfully. Talk about science fiction. What was the inspiration for that, and how is it? Is it difficult as a writer and poet to juggle the poetry with the science fiction?
I think there's a corollary between the two. My poetry, for example, as I said, I like to have a little twist to get people to look at things differently, not necessarily my way, but just to realize that there is an alternate way of looking at things. And science fiction offers the same possibility, the same potential. My emphasis in my science fiction stories is in the realization that we have at our hands the ability to mold and shape what human society will be. We grow ourselves in various ways depending on the direction we want to take and how we influence the people around us. And so, for example, what we call sexual selection is the primary means by which we shape the people that we're attracted to and the society that results from it.
Interesting. So you have us thinking with your science fiction as well as with the poetry, and from an unusual perspective. And that's what you bring to that's sort of your trademark here, isn't it? An unusual perspective. You give us something to think about and maybe something different to think about than what's normally presented.
Oh, yes. I want to get into people's brains and just peg something down there that they trip over every time they venture out into the world.
I'm going to make them think whether they want to or not. And that's the nice thing with the science fiction books that Brian writes, as well as the poetry. What are you working on now? I got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about what you've got coming up. What are you working on now?
If someone were so unfortunate as to have inflicted upon himself reading all of the books that I've published, then one thing that will occur to them is that there's a great potential for extending those stories a little further. I wrote a book, wrote and published a book last year called Sweet Tooth. And I noticed as it was getting closer to being released that when I did a search, I noticed that there's a big production on something called Sweet Tooth. They've made a book, a graphic novel, a movie involving children who have the characteristics of animals. And I had no idea this was going on. And I'm launching a book called Sweet Tooth at the same time, and it's an entirely different subject. But if you read that book, you realize, well, this is all backstory ready to launch into an adventure, but where's the adventure? You know, I'm at the end of the book, and the adventure is yet to come. And, well, that's what I'm going to have to provide, I suppose.
That's interesting. So these are like building blocks as you're doing this, that you can continue the story. And is there a lot of research that goes into what you do?
I just make stuff up.
Oh, okay, that's a lot easier.
I use things that are going to affect human beings in the future. I mean, it's possible to write science fiction for the past, but typically your science fiction writers use the future. And Sweet Tooth takes place a little over 100 years from now, so You want to pull in those things that can change human society, and genetic tampering with our genome, our DNA, is one thing that will definitely affect us. But I have the feeling it's our book of DNA, and we have the right to edit our own book if we want to. So what will happen when we start doing that? And that's one of the things that Sweet Tooth is about. Yeah. But also a big potential is what they call nanotechnology, nanorobots, nanoscale, nanometer scale robots that actually can be injected into your bloodstream and shape your tissues and make you a different person than what you are. And hopefully it'll be a better person in many ways.
Boy, you've got so much that you've written, so many great ideas for future books. Check Brian B. Hawthorne, and that's the website, Brian B. Hawthorne. Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E, did it quickly, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E.com. Brian B. Hawthorne is the author of the book we talked about today, specifically, Our Side of the Wall, Patriotic and Inspirational Poetry from an Unusual Perspective. The book available, litprime.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of them link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And click on the author. If you're at Amazon, for example, click on and you'll see the other works. And it sounds like very soon some other works will be coming out by Brian. Brian, time went by too quickly. It's been fascinating having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us. Hopefully we can do this again on future books. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's been
a pleasure.
It's been our pleasure to have Brian B. Hawthorne with us on the program. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's the name of our program, and we are right back on today's program after these important words of information.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.